we're doing the laws of Netilas Yadayim. We're up to chapter 162. We're up to subsection 11. So we had a lot of details in the past few subsections about touching one hand, the other hand. One was washed, the other one wasn't washed. How many times they were washed, and what would require? Would you have to rewash and dry your hands, rewash? All the details that we learned. But that would only apply, this whole question, that's only in a case when you're either washing just one hand, and, you know, somebody, and then you touch it, or even if you wash both hands. Why is one washing one hand? I'm not sure. Maybe he doesn't need to. Maybe he only has one hand. Maybe he only wants to eat with one hand. I'm not sure exactly. But he's only washing one hand. Or he's washing shteyen kolachas bifnei atzma. You're washing them each one independently. One's this hand and one the other hand. Then we have a problem with those hands touching each other. I mean, if he has one hand, it can't be that. But or somebody else touching his hand. Then we have a problem. But if a person should take both hands, put them together, the noitel shteim keachas, and he washes them both together. He gave before two scenarios. Either somebody's pouring over his hands, or maybe he puts it with the tips of his fingers, he tips it over. But you wash both of them, then they're considered just like one hand totally. They don't make one the other tamei. By the one touching from the tamei water from the first rinse. So if he has to do it two times, so let's say somebody's washing both hands. So the first time we said this water is still tamei. Now these hands are touching each other, so we don't say that. And you can actually rub your hands one against the other. Before we said if you wash them separately, so what we said before is either you washed one hand only and then you're touching it with the other hand, in the beginning of the what we started today. You're washing just one hand and then you touch it with the other washed hand, or even if you're washing both hands, but you do one hand and then you do the other hand, and then you're touching after the first washing, or after this one did two and that one did one, or reverse, whatever it was. So either you washed one hand, or even you washed both hands, but you did them separately. But the main point over here is, if you are holding your hands together and you wash them together, they're considered like one hand. You can rub them together; they don't make each other tamei. Actually, he says, "V'nochin hadavar l'shavshva miyad achashti farushayna." It's actually proper for this matter to rub your hands after the first rinse. It's the appropriate thing to do. Why? In order to wash away the sweat, anything that's on your hands, before you give the second hands to wash them. So you pour the first time, and you rub it off well, and then, I mean, similarly to the hygiene, when you wash your hands with soap, first time you wash with soap, and you rub your hands again to make sure you cover everything, got everything, and before you rinse it off. In this case, is the spiritual hygiene to get rid of the tumor. You wash it well, and then you clean it off. But actually, he's talking about physical also, to get rid of the zeya, which is the sweat, he calls it, or maybe it's not zeya means sweat, but it also means, I guess, any attached things to the hand, which sticks to the hand. Lefikach, and therefore, kol anoitel yodov merivis, if a person washes his hand and he has a revis, in which so you have only a revis, so what are you going to do? So, because we want you, we're recommending strongly to wash your hands against each other, but you only have a revis. So how do you manage? How do you manage to rub your hands together? You can't really do that. So, should you have somebody else pouring it over your hand. So in that case, the first time you could rub your hand and then you'll wash it a second time. Or you hold the keli in the tips of your fingers. So that you wash both hands together. And then you rub them together as soon as you rinse it off once.
You can use one Rebbe East for two hands together.
What?
Can you use
yes, one yes, yes, yes. Yeah. It has to come from a Rebbe East.
Yes.
From a Rebbe East for both hands. That's when we say you need the Tilsi Daim to come from a Rebbe East. And therefore, what you have to do is, in that case, better to have somebody either pour both your hands so you can rub together, because we don't want you to take each one by itself. That's the better way to do. If you're going to do, because you might then touch one of the other one before he's going to give the second waters on each other. Because we said after the first time and your hand will touch, you're going to be in trouble. So you're better off doing both hands together at the same time. But that only applies if you're using less than a revis for the Nitilas Yadayim, one revis. Avlim noitl kol yad mi revis, but if you're washing each hand with a revis, which means that the pour is a revis, and you don't need a second pour in that case, because once you have a revis, it's only once is enough. So if you do a revis, ain't tzorich lochosh hazeh, you don't have to wait and worry about it, because we learned earlier that once your hand is clean, that it's completely clean from the revis, we don't have to worry that you're going to touch it. Because once your hand had a revis, we said it doesn't become tummy again. We ruled like the Yeshemrim in both, in the Yud, the Sif Yud, and Sif Ches. We learned over there that if you have a revis on your hand, it doesn't get tummy anymore. So that would be no problem. So when we do it, again, for all practical purposes, when we do it, you wash from a cup. In order to cover your hand, you have a revis. So even once is enough. You don't even need twice. And then we still do twice. And then we do three times. But each one is a revis, so it's no problem. Afilu dalet vehei shenichu yideim zu betzad zu. He says, even if you have four or five people putting their hands next to each other, oizu agab zu, or one on top of the other, ki adachas chashuvas, they're considered like one hand. And they don't make tame one another, as explained in chapter 160, and over there in Sif Yud Zayin. Now, I'm not sure, do you only need, I forgot what it says over there, do you only need one revis in that case? I think that's what it said over there, that also, you only need one revis to cover all the hands at the same time. I think that that's what it said over there. But it's certainly, as far as making one each other tummy, they don't make each other. Okay, so that's what it says over there. That's what it says in Sif Yud Zayin. No, so he says like this. No, two people cannot take from a revis. More than two people. And even for a visa mechza, you don't need a half a lug. Half a lug you can take for four. What's that? Buadin? So he says like this, it's Taka, that if you put your hands together, then you can use one revis, then it's fine. If it's, as long as there's enough water that everybody's hands gets it without the other one, you know, as long as there's enough water that everybody will get it, even though it's underneath each other. One after the other, you can't. But if it's together, then you can use one. That's what it says over there in Kuf Samach.
And you do one
very easy. If it's one pour and it's all going down, that would be sufficient. Again, you know, in practically speaking, in the olden days, if they didn't have water, they had to do like maybe in the yeshiva, all the bachim together. You know, they had to wash. They didn't have water or whatever.
I heard that's where shakun comes from. They had to share a
book. No.
Or like this, side to side, see each other's, like every other person had a book.
Okay, so it says, and also, so I guess that also one revis is sufficient. Okay, subsection 12. What happens, Notel Beis Yodov? What happens? You wash two hands, both of your hands. Zulatzim, zulatzim, each one by themselves. Mayim harishen pchusim mirviz. And you wash the first one was less than a reviz, less than a the shear. But v'nim b'chshinot l'mayim hashniim. And then he changed his mind when he took the second waters. And then he pours on both hands together. So is one and one. Even though by until now we do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 or 1, 2, either each hand separately, but it wouldn't hurt if you did it the alternate. You know, you can wash one hand and the other hand and then rinse it off. I mean, that's not the way it's done, but you can still do it. So if somebody wants to wash you and wants to do it all to alternate hands, disqualified the washing. You're still washing once and once. It doesn't have. The only requirement is in the morning you have to alternate in order to get rid of the ruach tuma. You have to alternate it. But by that we don't have to alternate it. But you could alternate if you want. So what happens? This fellow, he took both. He washed both of his hands, each one by himself. But he had less than a revis. And now when he's about to take the second one, you want to put them together and put a revis on both of them. Then his hands would be tomei. Why? So if he would lechatchila pour it both hands together, then they wouldn't be tomei each other when he brings them together. But in this case, he washed them each one separately, and now he puts them together. His hand. Yodav zula zula kabel mayim mashnim. Because when he puts his hands together to take the second waters, nitmu yodav and yosim zula zu, his hands have become tame by touching one the other. Kimayim shalgav zu metame mayim shalgav zu chavento. Because the waters on one hand go to the next one, the right to the left. Vegama yad atzma, and also the hand itself becomes tame from the water. Ukshenoit l'sashnim loytiru sashnoyim. And when you take the second one now, they cannot clean because we already learned this rule before. Because the water has become tameh from the other hand. And in that case, they cannot be metaleh. Also the second ones have become tameh. So then you gotta wipe your hands and wash them again. Because we learned it all before. That if you're hands become tamei from the other hand, from the waters of the other hand, which makes your hand tamei, then you can't just continue rinsing it off, because it only helps if it's tamei from this hand itself. And in this case, it's different if your hand was already washed two times, because then your hand is fully clean. So we learned this lenient, we learned it earlier in Sefiut. But in this case, washing your hands once and once, they became tamei, they don't become clean again, you got to dry it up and start over again. Subsection 13. Kol tumas hamayim hayudayim. This that the water becomes impure from the water that's on the hands, eina ela b'mayim shel hayad b'shas netila. It's only from the water that is on the hand at the time that you're washing it. So then the water have easily become Tomei bein mayad atzma, whether it's from the hand itself. You go in mayim v'shenim, the first waters, that water that's in your hand becomes tomei from the hand that is you washing him. Bein mayad acheres tomei, or you're touching it with another hand, which is tomei, that water becomes tomei. That water that's on your hand becomes tomei. Bafilu heim mayim shneim, even if they're the second waters, they still become tomei. We learned earlier, because if they're touched by other waters, the second waters clean the hand, but since they're not a revis, the water itself is not clean, and therefore if you touch them, you make them tummy. You would make those mayim shneim, you make them tummy. Avo mayim she'enam al hayad, but water that is not on the hand. So it's not water that's on your hand. Avo pishay daim tmeis noigus b'hem shas netila, even though your hands, which are tummy, touch them at the time that you're washing, they will not make them tummy. So it's only the water that's on your hand is tummy, but it doesn't make tummy other water. The proof of this is because we know you cannot take like water and pour it over your hands of your friend to wash him. Let's say, Philip takes from the sink water, put it into your hands, two hands, and then pour it over your friend's hands. You can't do that. Why can't you do that? The reason is, Elam Neshechof No Caleb. The reason is because your palms, it's not considered it's not a vessel. Your hands are not a vessel. That would not constitute a vessel, so you can't wash. Avaloi Mishum Shenit Muhammayim Mechofnov. But we're not saying, no, you can't do that because the hand are tomei from the chofna. Why don't we say you can't use that because since you're putting it on your hands and now you are going to put it, so the water has become tomei. We don't say that. V'chein ha'yitzim be'sakisi, someone who's going out of the bathroom, yochel lishiv b'chofnov min hadli, is able to draw up with his hands from the bucket. And what's left over in the bucket will still be kosher for washing, even though you put your hand in there. So even though you put your hand in the old days they didn't have a sink. So what do they had? They had like a big shizzle, a big bucket over there with water. So the guy comes out from the restroom, he wants to wash his hands, so he puts his hand in there, takes out, washes his hand. What happens with the water that's left later on in the bucket? He can go ahead and use it later on for Netilas Yadayim. So you can use your hands from the bucket to pour it over somebody's hand. You can use it for somebody else. Even the one who's washing, at the time that you're washing, you're touching with your hand that are tamei, the maim shalakeli. So let's say on the handle, there is water from before, so you're touching with the handle, or that's in the vessel. So you would touch the water itself. Bein koyde mayim rishenim, whether you haven't yet poured the first ones, bein koyde shenim leinit miyodav, they did not become tummy from his hands. So the water, because you touched it with your hands, whether you didn't even wash the first ones or for the second one, if you will touch the water inside in the kvart, let's say that you want to pour and you touch it with your hands, you're not going to make that tummy. So in order for the mayim to be tomei, it has to be on your hand. But the other waters that are in the buckets or anywhere else do not become tomei from your touching them with tomei the hand. Lefikach, and therefore, Keli shenikov b'shulov. If you have a vessel that has a hole in the bottom, v'tochak b'barzil, but you put in an opener over there, a faucet, v'doichik oiso l'maylo, and you push it to the top, v'yetzi mamayim al yodei, and the water goes out to him. V'doichik oiso. The Milo. So he has a hole in the bar on the bottom, and he pushes in that barzo, I guess that's the faucet, and that pushes it up to the top. Now he pushes it up, pushes into the top, Yetzim Amayim al Yodoy, and the water goes through it. Afapisha barzo meluchlacha b'mayim. Even though the faucet is moisted with water, and I gave that to me, and he touches it with the tomatic hand, they don't become tomei, and he can go ahead and push it with the second hand, that he washed the first. I think what it's talking about, I'm not sure exactly. I think there's a hole, but the hole isn't big enough for the water to put. He's trying the water to come out from the hole in the bottom. So somehow, you push it from the top. This barzo is not the regular faucet over here. I think it's like a, put something like a, maybe a, over the water, and when you push the water, it goes out through the bottom.
Like a plunger?
Something to push the water out. So this barza, this piece, what it did, is moist with water. And he touches it with his unclean hand because he's trying to push the water out. So in order to get the water out of the hole, he has to push it from the top. And that is moist with water. So he's lecheder being metame those water. So he says, lo nitmo. They didn't become tame, the water. Then he can go ahead and push it with the second hand, that he's already washed already first. Let's say his right hand that he washed first, he puts it back in. So he can go ahead and push it with his second hand that he washed first. Something is not fitting over here. One second. Let's do it again. Lefikach, therefore, keli shenikov b'shulov, you have a vessel that has a hole in the bottom. V'tochav by barzo, and he sticks in a. He sends it kufnun test of you. Let's take a look for a second over here. What it says here. Says Kaila Shiesh be Barza Lamato Adeha Soros a Barza Milo Mehanekev Ilvanas is Mithlos and the Kabbalah de Barza the Kitash Misha. So what's happening is you have a hole in there, and so you plug the hole by tochav by barzel.
You
plug it in something, and how do you get the water out from the hole? So by when you push up the the plug, you push it up to the top, that bars it to the top, is the yotze b'mayim al yodei, then the water will come out. There's a hole over there, but you plug it with that barza, and then when you lift the barza upwards, then the water comes through the hole. So afa pisha barza meluchlaches b'mayim, even though the barza is moisted with water, v'negeya b'em b'yodei hatmeya, and he touches with an unclean hand, that barza l'nitmo, they didn't become tameh. V'yochel lachzer u'lidoicho b'yodei hashniya, and he can go ahead and push it in with his second hand. Shenotlo b'rishoyno al didchikas habarzel b'yod rishoyno. He can squeeze it with his second hand that he washed first by pushing the barza with his first hand. Shloisen atul klal. I don't understand the language exactly. I'm not sure exactly how it works. I think that it works that you push it, that the barza is you the plug. You push it with your hand.
Is it talking about a well?
I don't think that. So then you push with the first hand. So now your first hand is washed already. Apparently, your first hand, you push it up, you get the water out of there. And then he goes back and he pushes it with his second hand. No, we gotta look this over. Tzarich sheishpech hakol echad reviz. Why don't we